We see you sitting there, daydreaming about an escape, a place where infinite horizons mean more freedom. Well, we're going big this December at Chumash Casino Resort, giving away over $600,000 in cash and prizes. That'll jingle your bells. Everything you need to find yourself elsewhere. Drawings every Sunday. And hey, welcome to freedom. Ho, ho, ho. Must be present to win. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Paso Robles Main Street Association, in cooperation with the City of Paso Robles and community volunteers, presents the 63rd Annual Holiday Light Parade this Saturday starting at 6 p.m. in downtown Paso Robles. You'll enjoy the sights and sounds of the holiday spirit, and Santa arrives at the end of the parade to kick off the holiday season. The 63rd Annual Holiday Light Parade this Saturday starting at 6 in downtown Paso Robles.
Fox Sports Updates brought to you by Deeds Bar & Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, and new dinner specials on Thursday through Saturday. And check out the great new golf shop.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Isaac Lohenkron.
Multiple outlets report New Orleans Saints tight end Taysom Hill tore his ACL yesterday against the Rams and will be out for the rest of the season. Houston Texans linebacker Azeez Al-Shaair apologized on social media today for his hit on Jacksonville's Trevor Lawrence yesterday, adding, quote, "I genuinely didn't see him sliding until it was too late," unquote. Chicago Bears president Kevin Warren confirmed today that Ryan Poles will remain general manager and that Poles will hire the Bears' next head coach. Bears interim head coach Thomas Brown has promoted receivers coach Chris Beatty to interim offensive coordinator. College football, ESPN reports USC quarterback Miller Moss is entering the transfer portal. College hoops, Kansas is number one of the new AP poll. Two-time defending national champ UConn dropped from second to number 25 after going 0-3 last week at the Maui Invitational.
Fox Sports Update on KPRL, brought to you by Deeds Bar & Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, and new daily specials. And check out the great new golf shop. Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
From the Ag Information Network, this is your Agribusiness Update. The Washington State Department of Agriculture has wrapped up this year's trapping for invasive pests. After last year's decline, Japanese beetle numbers are higher, with over 26,000 caught, up from just under 20,000 last year. Spongy moth trapping saw a significant decline, with just 32 caught compared to over 100 last year. And WSDA has not yet been able to find the only suspected northern giant hornet reported this year near Port Orchard in October. Members of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association and Public Lands Council testified before the House Natural Resources Subcommittee. They supported legislation to expand the use of livestock grazing as a tool to reduce wildfire risk, making grazing permits more responsive to range conditions and remove regulatory barriers. The bills work together to protect the beautiful landscapes across the West and support ranchers who drive economic success of rural communities. The USDA's Farm Labor Report, released November 20th, offers a glimpse into the future of farm expenses. The Department of Labor uses the field and livestock workers' combined wage rate reported in the November Farm Labor Report to establish most H-2A workers' minimum wage, known as the adverse effect wage rate. This year, the combined field and livestock worker wage rate nationally is $18.12, up 3.2% from last year.
The best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they're, well, farming. It's easy to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of their pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. So reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what's important to their farm operation. Give us a call and we'll connect you with our local farming community. They trust us, so they'll trust you. For the last 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been the source of news for farmers and ranchers. Yet we have never seen such an assault on farming and our food supply as we do today. From fuel to fertilizer, farmers are facing unprecedented economic challenges. This is why agriculture news that farmers receive comes from the Ag Information Network, reaching coast to coast. Deep roots in farming and decades of reporting, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism for generations.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Pass Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Pass Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are kicking off the new trading month mix with the Dow lower in afternoon trading, while the Nasdaq and S&P 500 are on track to close at record levels, boosted by tech stocks. Economic data comes back into focus this week with a spotlight on the monthly jobs report, which will be released on Friday. Shares of Intel are up over 2% following a management shakeup. Its CEO Pat Gelsinger abruptly retiring, ending a nearly four-year run. Two top executives within the company will act as interim CEOs until Intel finds a permanent replacement. And America's largest bowling alley operator, Bowlero, is formally rebranding and changing its name to Lucky Strike as it expands into family entertainment centers and water parks. Bowlero's stock will change from Bowl to Luck and will take effect on December the 12th. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Trump's victory doesn't mean our financial worries are over. Hi, Dr. Ron Paul here. Washington spending addiction still threatens your savings. That's why I recommend gold IRAs from my friends at Birch Gold Group. These accounts protect your retirement from government mismanagement. For a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word SHELTER to 989898. Don't wait. Text SHELTER to the number 989898 now for your free kit from Birch Gold.
Message and data rates may apply.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
American Legends, next on KPRL. Brought to you by Davis Body Shop.
Letters to the editor don't get picked up by the newswires. Maybe sometimes they should. I'll be right back.
Reagan, in his own voice, is brought to you by K-Brush Concrete, serving the entire Central Coast for more than a decade. Call Kevin at K-Brush Concrete, 423-4033.
In these times when so many of us have a tendency to lose faith in ourselves, it's good now and then to be reminded of the good-natured, generous spirit that's been an American characteristic for as long as there's been an America. Not too long ago, such a reminder came in the form of a letter to the editor, and I thought you might like to hear about it. The writer was a refugee from South Vietnam, but he was American, not Vietnamese, a clergyman. I suppose a missionary, although I can't vouch for that. The Reverend described a 20-foot craft adrift in the Gulf of Thailand with no fuel, no food, no water, barely afloat and sinking with its cargo of 82 refugees. Towering over it was the aircraft carrier, the USS Midway. The Reverend described the Midway as tired. It had already deposited some 2,000 refugees on other ships, refugees who had arrived in more than 500 flights. One flight was a light observation plane not designed for carrier landings. The Midway had to move up to top speed to enable the pilot to land with an entire family jammed inside the tiny fuselage. There were 40 choppers on the deck, brand new F-5E fighters and A-37s that had carried people who preferred not to be liberated by the communists. The Midway also carried a sign the crew had made that read, "Welcome Refugees." So they picked up the 82 who were begging to be taken aboard. Once on board, they had one question. Would they be handed over to an unfriendly government, perhaps to be eventually murdered? The executive officer of the ship told them this would not happen. He said, "Our job is to make you as comfortable as possible, heal the sick, and feed you to your heart's content." That was the official policy of our nation, and therefore of the Midway. How was it carried out? Well, according to the Reverend, the sick were cared for. A tiny baby with double pneumonia was cured. People without clothes were given American clothing. Sailors took the old clothing and washed them for their guests. Pretty soon, homeless children were being given piggyback rides on the shoulders of American seamen, and Navy T-shirts bearing the Midway decal began appearing in the little ones. The tragedy they'd been through hung heavily on the adults, of course, so the sailors planned entertainment for them. But let the Reverend tell it. Quote, "Different Navy groups collected money. Ads went into the ship's paper asking for toys. Charity begot more charity. There is a motto on the Midway. The Midway puts it together. For the grateful refugees, that's the understatement of the year." Unquote. In the dark days right after World War II, when our industrial power and military might were all that stood between a war-ravaged world and a return to the Dark Ages, Pope Pius XII said, "America has a genius for great and unselfish deeds. Into the hands of America, God has placed the destiny of an afflicted mankind." I think those young men in the Midway have reassured God that he hasn't given us more of an assignment than we can handle. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
Reagan in his own voice, brought to you by K Brush Concrete. Anything to do with concrete, from a 5x5 walkway to a 500,000 square foot foundation. Call 423-4033.
Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. We're all aware of Wyatt Earp's skill as a gambler and lawman. What most people don't know is that Wyatt was also involved in boxing. He even refereed a heavyweight boxing championship.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas, everyone. This is Jim with Roosters Firearms. Terry and I and all of our staff at Roosters want to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas. And speaking of Christmas, I happened to run into Santa Claus himself the other day at the shooting range. We discussed how the elves will load the sleigh with those special Christmas presents that require a 10-day background check. So, we decided that you have to start your registration paperwork no later than Saturday, December 13th, so we can release everyone's gifts no later than Monday, December 23rd. We're closing at 2 p.m. on Christmas Eve so that the Roosters crew has time to get those presents to the North Pole for the late night run.
Hi, this is Terry. Don't forget that Roosters has literally everything you need for Christmas, except dinner. From gifts, stocking stuffers, coffee, and tributes to Blue Lives, we have it all. Merry, Merry Christmas to all. May God bless you this season, and please visit us at 98 South Main Street in Templeton and our website at roostersfirearms.com.
Wyatt Earp had left behind his days in Tombstone. He was now living as a gentleman in San Francisco. Because of his interest in boxing and his celebrity status, on December 2, 1896, Wyatt was asked to referee a championship boxing match between Fitzsimmons and Sharkey. The purse was $10,000, winner take all. Things didn't start out well for Wyatt. He arrived at the arena with a gun. It had to be taken away by the police. Boxing was considered the sport of the common man, but this match was different. Prominent businessmen, police commissioners, and superior court judges were there. Even women attended the event. Most wore veils, but some were brazen enough to go barefaced. Fitzsimmons was the favorite, and most of the money was on him. Even though Fitzsimmons told his corner men at the end of the third round that he would finish Sharkey in the next round, it didn't happen. Sharkey held up his side of the fight until the seventh, and then he started fading.
Do you use propane for your home or business? Family-owned and operated, Delta Liquid Energy has provided local area residents with dependable and courteous propane service since 1936. From home heating and cooking to powering your irrigation engine pump or forklift, propane can do it all. Don't forget their location. Paso Robles refills propane bottles of all sizes Monday through Friday and has a dump station for your RV. Learn more. Call Delta Liquid Energy 805-239-0616 or go online deltaliquidenergy.com.
Elite RV and Boat Storage in Paso Robles is now open. They're not your typical open-air dirt lot. Elite RV and Boat Storage is fully fenced, fully paved, and each space is covered. Their state-of-the-art facility includes security and video cameras monitored 24/7 with motion detectors safeguarding every covered parking space, a professional RV wash station with spot-free rinse, vacuum station, trickle charging, air compressor, a dump station, propane, accessory store, and they offer free ice. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Don't let your RV or boat get sun bleached, allow decal fading, or let it deteriorate in the dust.
Hi, this is Kit. Trust your RV and boat to locally owned and operated Elite RV and Boat Storage at 4210 Right Way off of Dry Creek Road next to the Estrella Warbirds Museum. Call Elite RV and Boat Storage at 805-801-3889 or online at EliteRVandStorage.com. Ask about a free month.
KPRL presents Sound Off, the longest-running radio talk show in San Luis Obispo County. Sound Off on the North County's choice for local talk, KPRL. The views and opinions expressed on Sound Off do not necessarily reflect those of KPRL, its management, staff, or sponsors.
Sound Off on AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, your auto collision specialist in Paso Robles and Atascadero.
This is Sound Off, where the North County comes to talk on The Right Choice, KPRL.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Sound Off on this Monday afternoon. My name is Kevin Will, and in the studio with us, our special guest this afternoon, Officers Patrick Seabart and also Officer Ryan Armstrong. Officers, welcome, and first things first, Mr. Seabart, this is your last go-round.
It is.
So, let's back up a little bit, Pat, Officer, and Kay, how long ago did you start and the different places that you have worked in to this point now?
I don't have a great story like some guys. So I got out of the military. I went to work for the California Department of Corrections. I worked at CCI in Tehachapi, California Correctional Institution. I worked there 8 years. I promoted to sergeant year 7, and at that time I applied for the Highway Patrol. Took a little while, got all done with that, ended up switching over, joining the Highway Patrol, went to the academy in Sacramento like everybody for 6 months, and then when I graduated, I was assigned to King City. So I had to call my wife and ask her where King City was. I had never heard of it. So we make a trip up there one time, and that was ended up being home for like 9 years. And then at the time, everybody up there, except for one person, all lived in Paso Robles. So everybody had their transfer in for Templeton, but took a long time. Templeton was a very senior office and stuff, but I ended up getting my transfer eventually, and I've been here since 2011.
Well, from some of the ones that, I've known over the years that were in similar situation, that Templeton was a very desirable spot to get into.
Yeah, it was. It was really hard to get to. You had to have, before my time, you had to have about 20 years on before you could even think about coming to Templeton. And now times have changed. We're taking cadets here. We're getting, we just got our
third cadet
just reported, well, a new officer just reported from the academy. And we're supposed to get more next year that we're hearing. So,
and how long have you been with the unit in Templeton?
I've been in Templeton since 2011, and I've been with the Highway Patrol since 2002.
Okay, so this the end of the month?
December 13th is my retirement date.
Okay, and then when you look back from the start, what are you most proud of?
Oh, man. I think just the everyday getting to help somebody out. When I worked for the prison, didn't quite feel like that. I went home and maybe didn't feel quite like I had accomplished much for that day. And every day on the Highway Patrol, I feel like in some way I help somebody in a situation or with questions or whatever. So it's every day feels fulfilling.
So it's one of those, from the start till now, is that you go home and say, you know what, I made a pretty good choice and I've had a good life and I've contributed.
Yeah.
And it's very rewarding.
Oh, absolutely. It's been awesome. And then that was the great part. I kind of got forced into the PIO thing initially. And it turned out to be...
What did you do?
I answered the phone. But no, it was good. The sergeant at the time asked me if I was interested in it. And I told him, I don't really like speaking in public and all that. He goes, you don't do that much. That was not true. But ended up being a great way to get out in the community and get to meet a lot of people. I bump into people all the time. They're like, I saw you at this event, or I saw you at that event. Or people come in, do car seats. I'm a car seat technician and that kind of stuff. And so I have families that come in that I install seats for their older kids, and now they have other kids. And it's just turned out to be a great thing that happened to me that I had no idea about.
Okay, so when you mentioned that you had to go out and talk in the community, specifically, would you go to schools, or would you go to luncheons and, you know, talk CHB stuff to the public?
Yeah, all of the above. You go to Rotary Club or something like that, or you go out to the schools. The school will call, a teacher will call, hey, can you come? We have a Start Smart class we do for teen drivers, so I've gone to high schools and done that at their driver's ed classes. We go to booths. We have events out here in town, and they'll call, hey, can we get somebody to come out and set up a booth and talk to us? And
well, that's right. You guys are at the fair.
Oh, yeah. We're at the fair. We're the crossing guards. We're the booth inside, and we're all over the place. So, yeah, I've events that I had no idea we were involved with, I found out we were, and get to talk to a lot of people. It's nice. You get to see people, some of the same people at all the different events. It's like, wow, you're out everywhere. And, well, hey, so are you. I see you everywhere I go, so...
Was there, or has there been a, you know, when you go out and meet the public, maybe a common denominator that people have, you know, one, thanking you for what you do, or any concerns that they, you know, throw your way and say, hey, you know, whatever?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, we're definitely blessed where we live and where we work. We have a ton of support for us at all, seems like all the time. We have very few of the... I think the haters and stuff like that. But yeah, we have people that come up and they'll say, hey, you know, Santa Margarita pops out. We had some people come up to me at a booth like, hey, we're having a lot of problems at this public or the crossing walk over here. And so that's something I can take home or take back to the office and, you know, let the guys know, hey, Santa Margarita is concerned about this crosswalk and try and get guys out there and stuff like that. So it's feels kind of small townish, for lack of a better word, when they come up and say, hey, we're having this issue, and I can take it back to the office and hopefully help them get some resolution to it.
All right. Well, that's, again, you can see and understand why that is rewarding and as a career. But you decided that time is time, and you have some other things that you're wanting to do. And let me introduce Officer Ryan Armstrong. He's taking over. Ryan, a little bit about yourself and how you ended up here.
I went to the academy back in 2014. After that, I went to San Jose, spent a couple years in San Jose, and then went down to Monterey as I worked my way back home here to San Luis County. I worked in Monterey for about a little over a year, and then ended up in King City like Pat here. I was there for about 5 years before I finally made it back home here. It took me a little over 8 years to get back.
Where in this county are you from?
North County here, yep.
Oh, okay. All right. So that was on your radar, though, that you wanted to get back to this area?
Yep. This is home, and you always hope that something becomes available when you're at the academy when that date comes, and unfortunately it wasn't, so just had to step stone back.
So for the general public, explain exactly what your position is as PIO. Are you?
Sure. So we have other duties that go along with this, but for the public information officer, we're responsible for any media inquiries, for any crashes we have, the media calls. They want to know who, what, when, why, all that good stuff. So we either do the press release, or we do the on-camera interviews, or the online, however they want to talk to us, we get that information out to the public. And then we talk about the booths and stuff that you mentioned. You know, somebody will have an event and they will call us, hey, could you come out? We're looking for somebody who could maybe talk about the dangers of speeding and stuff like that. So we have different things we bring out to that booth, and we'll talk about anything, but a lot of times the event will have something specific they want us to talk about.
I don't I'm guessing that because of the technology and the changes, that you may not even remember that was years ago, that you could not you would call the whether it was sheriff's department, local police, or the CHP, and they would not necessarily give you all the information right away because not all the facts were in.
Right.
And that's changed. What I've noticed, and it's for the better, is that the emails are pretty prompt. They're prompt, and it, you know, with the public, you never get the information to them quick enough. However, I think a lot of them don't realize that, especially with, again, with the social media, some will say, well, this happened, I saw this, somebody told me that. Well, that may be what you were told, but it's not necessarily the case.
Right. Correct. We do. We get the information out as fast as we can. We want it to be accurate, but it does happen where we get told what's going on by the officers at the scene. We'll put it out, and then when they come back to the office later, we find out it's something a little different happened, so we'll try and get that update out and everything. What's hard is when we have like a big crash and the media is calling, totally understandable, but the officers are on scene, they're busy dealing with it, and we have virtually no idea exactly what happened. We're waiting to get info from them, so they're chomping at the bit to get the story, and we don't quite have it yet.
Is it frustrating, and particularly for a big crash, when you get, again, on the social media and people putting out all these stories, you know, well, not all these stories, but different versions of what happened, and sometimes maybe even critical? Well, they didn't do this. They should have done this. You know, except it's the public we're talking about.
Right. Are you talking about towards us or just the
just the
crash in general?
The crash in general.
Yeah, sometimes it does. It gets a little frustrating because people are running with a narrative that's not true or not correct quite yet. We don't know for sure. So that gets a little frustrating because then it picks up steam, and the next thing you know, we're hearing people are calling the office saying they heard this or that, and we're like, that's not true. I can't confirm any of that because, you know, the officers are still out there working the scene. We don't even know yet. But sometimes a story will pick up and go on its own before we even know what happened.
Okay, Ryan, I have a question about how do you train, or how do you accept getting thrown into, or do you apply for, you know, officer is retiring. Did you apply, or is something you were interested before? And is there special training for that?
Yeah. So when Pat announced he was going to retire, basically they fly the position or open it up for interviews. So whoever wants to can apply for the position, put in for it. But I've been working with Pat for a little while, trying to kind of shadow him and get a feel for what he does prior to applying for it. And yeah, I was fortunate enough to land the position. So here I am.
Well, I have to believe that being from this area is an advantage for anybody that works in law enforcement, because they know some names, obviously the area and so forth. So it's, I'm not going to say it's an easy job, but it does make it easier because you have that familiarity with you know, some of the people and what's going on.
Yeah, for sure. It definitely helps. I go to events with Pat and I see people I know, recognize faces. I go all around the community and I always run into people I know. So I have a deep family here, family and friends, been here my whole life. So it's definitely helpful.
Well, one of the things that, and Pat, I don't want to make you blush, but from my end and the response, even though you mentioned updates, is that you're on target. You're make it easy for us in the media because of the promptness of the information that you get, and also the it's hard for people, well, maybe not hard for people to understand this, but there's something about when Officer Seabart sends the information to us, there is a, I'm trying to think of the word I'm looking for. It seems to be there's a smile on your face. Now, not with the bad things, but
right.
You are very diligent about doing that, but you also deliver things in a positive way, you know, as much as you can in certain situations.
Yeah, I try to. I try and get it out as fast as I can. I want it to be accurate, and I do want to get some kind of good message on there with it.
All right, you are listening to Sound Off KPRL, and we'll be right back.
I'm Tom Graham. The White House responding after President Biden's decision to pardon his son, Hunter, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
The president believed enough is enough, and and the president took action. And he also believes that they tried to break his son in order to break him.
President Biden previously insisted he would not pardon his son. Hunter Biden faced sentencing over a pair of gun and tax convictions. Many Americans letting their fingers do the shopping as they search for online deals this Cyber Monday.
We're expected to spend $15.7 million per minute online, that according to Adobe. The biggest discounts, electronics, toys, TVs, some clothing stores.
Fox Business Network's Lauren Simonetti. Cyber Monday continues to be the biggest online shopping day of the year. America is listening to Fox News.
The customer service and workmanship at Davis Body Shop is first rate.
Jessica, who is a North County resident, talks about her experience at Davis Body Shop.
Lori, Eric, and Patrick were super helpful. Patrick did a great job ensuring that everything my car needed was done in an incredibly fast time. My car looks amazing inside and out. For body work and customer care, Davis is the best, and we would never take our cars anywhere else.
Davis Body Shop has repaired well over 80,000 vehicles since 1962, and today Davis is the longest established shop on the Central Coast. If you ever need the services of Davis Body Shop, remember, they are San Luis Obispo County's most honored, respected, and trusted auto collision specialist with two locations, on El Camino Real with a convenient enterprise car rental facility, and Davis Body Shop on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Wesley with Stove and Spa Center. It's finally getting cool and we don't want to leave you out in the cold. Stove and Spa Center has a great selection of stoves, inserts, and fireplaces to get you warm and cozy in your house this winter. Don't miss savings on freestanding stoves, gas inserts, and fireplaces. How would you like being warmer this winter and save money too? It's possible with a fireplace insert from Cozy Heat. Cozy Heat's highly efficient gas inserts and fireplaces come in many styles to fit any home's decor. Save big on Cozy Heat fireplaces and inserts during Stove and Spa Center's Big Autumn Sale. All products we offer are on our website at stoveandspa.com. Save big on Cozy Heat fireplaces and inserts during Stove and Spa Center's Big Autumn Sale going on right now. Don't miss out on all the special offers at Stove and Spa Center. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero between Curb Rail and Moore Roads.
Welcome back to Sound Off on this Monday afternoon. Kevin Will with Officers Seabart and Officer Armstrong not coming on board. He's been with it for a little bit, but he's just taking over for Officer Seabart, who is retiring at the December 13th, I believe he said. And so, Officer Armstrong, does that mean on December 14th you're in fifth gear, ready to go?
I'll be by myself at that point, yep. Unless I get a little time here to
do you have a cell number?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'll be here.
Try not to bother him.
All right, now, this time of the year, and the CHP, like others in law enforcement, do their help to... This sounds kind of strange, give back to the community, because you already give back to the community and what you do is for us out on the streets and on the roads, but you have the CHIPS program coming up.
We do. It's called CHIPS for Kids, and it's something that the department does statewide. So we're going to be out collecting toys. It'll be December 6th, 7th, and 8th at the Walmart in Paso Robles. We'll be there from 9 in the morning till 5 at night taking toy donations, and then we'll be out there again the 13th. My retirement date, I will not be there. 13th and 14th from 9 to 5 collecting toys. And then all those toys are going to go to the North County Toy Bank here in Paso, and they're going to make sure all those toys stay up here in North County.
Is there a formula or something for people? Do they write in, or do they just show up on a certain distribution day?
You'd have to get with the toy bank on that. I think they have their designated...
Because they're connected with the community codes for kids as well.
I believe so, yeah. They're going to know the distribution times. I do not. We just collect the toys and give them the items so they can get them handed out.
Ken, you talk about putting a smile on your face, but it's got to be one of those things where you go out and it's a long day. I'm sure you do some split shifts, but the kindness of the people when they do these drop-offs.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing. And the biggest question we get is, are these toys staying in North County or in San Luis County? And yeah, absolutely they are. That's why we're out there, to help give back to the community that we serve. So it's great. Everybody's in the Christmas spirit and the giving mood, and it's fantastic. It's always a good time.
All right. Speaking of the Christmas spirit and the holiday season, please join us, is some reminders for people out there on this time of the year when they're on the roads.
Oh, sure. As always, if, you know, cold weather, make sure you have, you know, some blanket, maybe some food in the car with you in case something happens, you get broken down somewhere. Make sure, you know, your wipers are working, everything's working correctly in your car. Holidays, like yesterday, traffic was pretty backed up with the holidays. So as the holidays get closer, we get more traffic. So leave a little earlier, give yourself that extra time. Don't be in a rush. That seems to be when stuff happens. So I think that's a big one. And of course, distracted driving and, you know, not driving impaired, all that stuff. But just give yourself that extra time. I think that takes a ton of pressure off and gets some of those road rage moments we have going, gets those kind of out the window.
Well, and another thing too, and it makes sense, you know, you mentioned the wiper blades, but at different times of the year, it's a good idea for people to check a lot of things on their cars to make sure they're in proper working order.
Yeah, absolutely. Never hurts to do a walk around would be a phrase, but yeah, get your car checked out, make sure everything's working, especially nobody wants to be stranded in cold weather or anything like that. It makes it a little worse, so.
Although, you know, with the technology, again, we talk about sometimes, you know, depending on your car and model, it tells you what's wrong with your car.
Right, yeah.
Left rear tire needs air, et cetera, yeah. Et cetera, et cetera. So there's really no excuse for it. But the distracted driving, and we tend to think that distracted driving is just with the younger kids, but it's not.
No, it's really not. It's everyone. And we always think cell phones, which that's the big one, but it doesn't have to be a cell phone. It could be anything. It could be the radio. It could be passengers. It could be pets. It can be any number of things. Just anything that takes your concentration off of driving.
It can never be radio.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, I guess I should learn my audience better.
But with all the devices in the car now.
Absolutely.
It's, you know, you see some, you know, some states trying to make laws more stringent for distracted driving. I know you haven't been in as long as Officer Seabart has, but probably even in your short time that you've seen it, and you can... Can you tell when somebody's driving and you know that they're messing around in the car?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And like Pat said, it could be a number of things, you know, eating or whatever it is. But a lot of times a distracted driver is very similar to signs of an impaired driver. So they'd be all over the road and, yeah.
Is it illegal? I never thought about asking this. Is it illegal to eat while you're driving?
It's not illegal to eat, but if you were doing something unsafe, then we call it our catch-all section. There's 22.350, the vehicle code, is when you're basically doing something that isn't safe, even though you're not speeding. So, like, we have a maximum speed limit. If you're going the speed limit, but you're doing something that's making you drive in an unsafe manner, then, yeah, you could get a citation for it.
What about if, because I see it a lot on 46 here, because you have the fast food places there, and people take off, and you can see them chowing down on a hamburger or something like that, and they're doing 35 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Is there a point where they're so far below a speed limit, because that would be about 20 miles below, that's a ticket? You can give them a ticket
for
that?
You can't get a ticket for impeding, for holding up traffic. So, yeah, you could get one for going too slow.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess slow is better than faster, but you still... That type of thing, because you have the trucks too, that if people start to get frustrated waiting for that person, mm-hmm. So then they get a little amped up. All right. Well, we're at the end of it. Officer Seabart, I'd like to thank you for all the work that within the media, but also just as a private citizen, for all the work you've done through the years. Welcome aboard, Officer Armstrong. I know what he'll be taking over for your emails, and I'm pretty sure I'll see the smile in those emails as well.
He's going to do great.
All right, again, thank you very much. And coming up, Susanna, following the news at the top of the hour. You're listening to Sound Off on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM.
AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 1 o'clock.